In those days, Caesar Augustus issued a decree that a census should be taken of the entire Roman world.
So Joseph also went up from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to Bethlehem, the town of David,
because he belonged to the house and line of David. He went there to register with Mary, who was pledged to be married to him and was expecting a child.
While they were there, the time came for the baby to be born, and she gave birth to her firstborn, a son.
She wrapped him in cloths and placed him in a manger, because there was no guest room available for them.
And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night.
An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them. They were terrified.
But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all the people. Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord.
This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger."
Suddenly a great company of heavenly hosts appeared with the angels, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace toward men."
When the angels had left them and gone to heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about."
So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby, who was lying in the manger. When they had seen him, they spread the word concerning what had been told to them about this child, and all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds had said to them.
But Mary treasured up all these things and pondered them in her heart.
The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things they had heard and seen, which were just as they had been told.
After Jesus was born in Bethlehem in Judea, during the time of King Herod,
wise men from the east came to Jerusalem and asked,
"Where is the one who has been born the King of the Jews? We saw his star when it rose and have come to worship him."
They were on their way, and the star they had seen when it rose went ahead of them until it stopped over the place where the child was.
When they saw the star, they were overjoyed. On coming to the house, they saw the little child with his mother Mary, and they bowed down and worshipped him.
Then they opened their treasures and presented him with the gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh.
And having been warned in a dream not to go back to Herod, they returned to their country by another route.
And so, this most special night that history has ever known has brought joy to the hearts of multitudes of people,
beginning in Bethlehem and spreading throughout the world.
May the peace and joy of Christmas fill your hearts
as you experience anew
the great miracle of the birth of Jesus.
Thank you.